And it's time now for our friend Larry Weber to join us by phone. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, and how are you enjoying this awesome August?
I love it.
Isn't this fabulous? Oh, it's just a great. I love it, August every year, but this year has just been so spectacular. Our temperatures are somewhere around normal. We haven't yet reached into the 80s for the whole month, though it's certainly possible. And dipping down into the 40s in the early morning is also quite a great experience. It's just a beautiful, beautiful month. There is so much that goes on at this time. This is the new moon time we're in right now, and if you get a chance to get out after dark and get some clear skies, and I am hoping to do so sometime this week, we are getting into the Perseid meteor shower, which happens every year. There's a couple meteor showers every year that get attention because they just a lot more meteors than normal. And this is one of them. And if we have a full moon or anything near that, it really takes away from it a lot. But this year, we're going to be in a pretty dark phase, so it's a great thing to get out and take a look. Sunset is earlier now. We're sunsetting about 8:30, sunrising about 8 or about 6 o'clock, so that gives 14 and a half hours of daylight, rapidly getting less. By the end of the month, we'll be down to 13 and a half. And, of course, in September, we come to the equinox. The response to this is migration is continuing. As hard as it may be to believe this, usually during about this time toward the middle of the month is when Hawk Ridge begins their count of the fall migration. There is fall migration going on in a couple kinds of birds now. I mentioned it in the past with swallows and shorebirds, and I saw some of that this week. But there's other ones. What a lot of them do is they congregate as families, and eventually the families become flocks, and then the flocks start getting restless and start feeding and start moving, and that's when we see them. That is going on now, and will continue to go on, and sometimes these flocks get quite large, and then they show up in our yards and so forth, and we see the migration going on a lot better. Meanwhile, I have a nest in my front yard of a hermit thrush, which still has babies in the nest, so not all of them have reached that point yet. Okay, in addition to that, we're getting very interesting reptile amphibian sightings this week. It's just amazing. You know, we don't have many kinds of snakes in the Northland. We really only have two. We have a garter snake and we have the red-belly snake. If you look hard enough, you can find a third one, which includes going along the North Shore. And that third one is called a ringneck snake. And I've only seen a few in the years that I've been wandering here. Well, this week I happened to see another one. It's about the size of the red belly and, of course, it's totally harmless and has a ring, a yellow ring around its neck. And I was a little surprised to see it. I was biking on the Munger Trail when I saw it. And yes, that's a great sighting. Well, in addition to that, I also saw the kinds of turtles we have. I also saw most of the kinds of frogs that we have. The frogs are really interesting because all the ones that I saw seem to be very tiny, which means they've just recently emerged from their metamorphosis. That included a very tiny mink frog and very tiny green frogs, which metamorphosis, in their case, happens more than a year. And so the babies that came out in their case were actually tadpoles from last year. So that's another thing that goes on in this time. This is also the insect time. There is no critter that owns August more than do insects. They are just amazing at this time. The diversity of butterflies is still there. I especially see this with the orange fritillaries. There's just a lot of them. Not a lot of monarchs this year, and there's a lot of concern about that because the milkweed plants are doing just wonderful, but there's not a lot of monarchs. However, there are several other kinds of butterflies out there, and anybody want to see butterflies, just get a clear day and get out and walk around in these fields, and you'll see plenty. Besides that, though, there's plenty of still several kinds of dragonflies, but I found a lot of other ones. There are several kinds of bees. I was looking at some milkweed plant just the other day, and on one single plant by itself, I saw three kinds of bumblebees, and then there is honeybees, and there's leafcutter bees. They're all out there, as well as wasps and moths and on and on. The list goes on, and it's just a tremendous amount of insects. And if that's not enough, the grasshoppers are out there, the crickets are out there calling, and the katydids are now becoming louder. In addition to that, the insects that buzz around in trees, the cicadas, we only have a couple kinds this far north. One of them makes a chipping kind of noise, so I usually refer to it as the chipping cicada. The other one makes a buzzing noise, and so I call it the buzzing cicada. Well, the chipping ones come out in the earlier summer, and the buzzers come out later. Well, I finally heard the buzzers this week, so they are out there as well. And anytime there's a good amount of insects, there's going to be the spiders. I had an opportunity yesterday morning. We had just one of these spectacular August mornings of patches of fog, a heavy dew, so I had an opportunity to get out and walk in a field and walk the direction towards the rising sun. So everything was backlit, and I just saw dozens and dozens and dozens of webs. You never realize how common the spiders are until you get an opportunity to see them like that. Once the sun gets higher and the dew pretty much dissipates, it's hard to see the webs. The spiders are still there, but it's hard to see the webs. But just an amazing thing to see. I imagine people don't even need to get into a wet field. You can just walk along a roadside or someplace where you can see the plants and see the sunlit in the background and see plenty of them. There's also a lot of the wildflowers out there. I mentioned in the past that the three groups I look for as we get into late summer are the sunflowers, the goldenrods, and asters. I've now seen three kinds of sunflowers, five kinds of goldenrods. That list keeps getting bigger. And two kinds of asters. But in addition to that, there's plenty of other ones. There's white boneset. There's purple, light purple blazing star, joe pie weed, bergamot. Those are all out there along the roadsides as well, and often in wet places. And speaking of wet places, there's still plenty of yellow and white water lilies out in the water, white arrowhead along the shores. And this week I came across a really fantastic flower, tends to get overlooked because it grows in the woods. But if you see them, you are dazzled by them, and that is the plant called Indian pipe. It is a little flowering plant that only stands maybe 4 inches tall, and it bends over at the top. That's why it's called that name. Flower, leaves, stem, everything is white. There's no chlorophyll in it at all. And that for that reason, it's often confused as being a kind of fungus. However, the plant is a flowering plant. Now, it lives with a fungal relationship with roots of nearby trees and so forth, and so it has a unique style of living. But yeah, I came across a couple of those plants on my walks this week, and I was a little concerned about it because we have not gotten a lot of precipitation. But we have gotten enough precipitation for more fungus out in the woods, and I've seen several kinds of mushrooms this week. I mentioned last time how I'd like to talk more about mushrooms. Well, they're out there, but there's not really a great number of them. And I'll save the really big discussion for mushrooms when they become more prolific. Instead, what I would like to end up with today is just a comment about the berries. They are just great right now. On my walks this week, I came across at least a dozen kinds of berries. Now, many of these are not edible, but things like dewberry and raspberry and blueberry and juneberry and gooseberry and pin cherry, those are all edible. And then I even found the choke cherries have begun. So when the choke cherries have begin, the blackberries can't be far behind. So I'm looking forward to some great berries before this awesome month is over. If you get a chance to get out and enjoy it. It's just a terrific month. So take care.
Thank you, Larry.
For calling.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Sure, bye.
Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches photographs and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.